Today's Amud is Yavama's Beis HaMabeis. We're holding on Beis HaMabeis, three lines from the top, the end of the line, by the word Vekulon. So we're in the middle of the Mishnah spoke about the 15 Arayas that are, besides being Pater from Yibum, they also Pater the Tzara and the Tzara's Tzara, which the Mishnah in the second half will really go through those cases more. But it spoke about these 15 Arayas. In short, Reuven is married. The names that we gave was he's married to Bracha and to Shprinsa. Bracha is his brother Shimon's daughter. Shimon's daughter is Bracha, and Reuven married his niece. Reuven married Bracha. He's also married to Shprinsa. So when Reuven dies, being that Bracha is not able to fall the Yibam to Shimon because she's Shimon's daughter, so not only is she Pater, but she stops Yibam from being Chal at all. There's no Yibam even with Shprinsa, at least Klape Shimon. We said if there's another brother, a different brother could do Yibam, but Shimon has no parish of Yibam B'chal to any one of Reuven's wives, not his Erva, not his daughter, and also not to the Tzara, not to Shprinsa. Now says the Mishnah now that V'kulon, in all of these cases of the 15 arayas, and all in each one of the 15, emesu oymianu oynes garshu oyshenimsu ailonus. So then, sareisehen mutares. This halacha that we said that the erva is able to pater the tzara is only if she's married at the time that Reuven dies. It's only if Bracha, an example we gave with the daughter, it's only if Bracha, or whichever erva it is, but it's only if Bracha is still married to Reuven at the time that Reuven dies, so then, being that she's pater from Yibam, she's also going to pater Shprinsa from doing Yibam. However, if at the time that Reuven died, Bracha was no longer married to Reuven, so then Reuven's only married to Shprinsa, even though it's true that Shprinsa once upon a time was a Tzaras Erva of Shimon, that doesn't make it that now there's no Yibam. Shimon will have a mitzvah of Yibam with Shprinsa. It's only if Bracha is still married to Reuven at the time that Reuven dies, that's when the Erva is able to pater herself and the Tzara from Yibam. Now, what does it mean that she's not married to Reuven anymore at the time that Reuven died? So the Mishnah gives four different possibilities. So Vekulan, the daughter or whatever Erva it is, in Mesu, if let's say she dies before Reuven, so in that way she's not married to Reuven at the time that Reuven died because she already died. Ay Mianu, or if she did Mian, we'll get back to Mian in a moment. Oynes Garshu, or if they got divorced. If they got divorced before Reuven died, so she's not Reuven's wife at the time that Reuven died. Aisha Nimsu Ailanus, or if she comes out, if it comes out that she's an Ailanus, and Reuven married her assuming that they were going to be able to have children together, and then it was discovered that Bracha is not able to have children, she's an Ailanus, so it ends the marriage, and in that way, Reuven wasn't married to Bracha at the time that Reuven died. So in any one of these cases, Sarai Sehen Mutari is being that Bracha is not married to Reuven at the time that he died, so then Shprinsa falls to Yibam to Shimon. The case of Mian is like this. Mian is a Kedusha Derabanan, and it's the way of ending a Kedusha Derabanan. Midaraisa, a Ketana, is not able to get married, at least by herself. The only one Midaraisa who's able to marry off a girl when she's a Ketana is her father. Her father is able to accept Kedushin for her, and in that way, she's able to get married Midaraisa. However, let's say a person doesn't have a father. Let's say her father died. So Chazal wanted a girl to be in her father's, in a man's care. So they established the Kedushin Derabanan that her mother, a relative, could marry her off to another man, even though she's only a Ketana. They could accept Kedushin for her. And in that way, she'll be married. Now, it's not a marriage Midaraisa, but it's a marriage Midarabanan. Being that it's only a marriage Midarabanan, while she's still a Ketana, only once she's older, then she's married Midaraisa, once she gets older. But while she's still a Ketana, this marriage is still only Midarabanan. The way the marriage ends is through something called Mian. She could just announce, she could just say, I don't want to be part of this marriage anymore. She could walk away, and like that, they're no longer married, they're not even married Midarabanan anymore. That's the idea of Mian. Now, there's also a way that a girl who's a Ketana, her father could still be alive, and the parish of Mian could still be relevant. And the way that's possible is if, let's say, the father marries off his daughter who's a katana, he marries her off, and then the marriage ends, the husband divorces her. So then the halacha is that being that the father already married her off, she's already out of his rishus. Now again, if a relative can marry her off, but she's out of the father's rishus, she could still get married, don't mean rabbanan, she could have this derabbanan marriage, which, as mentioned before, could be terminated through this process of mian. So, says the Mishnah, that another way we could have it, that bracha is no longer married to Reuven, is if she does mian. That's what it says. V'kulan in mesu, ay mianu, ay niskarsho, ay chenimsu, aylanus, ay sayin mutareis. In the case where bracha is a katana, so even though her father Shimon is still alive, we mentioned that there is a way that that's possible. Shimon had married her off already to someone else before this. Now she's married off a kedusha derabanan to Reuven. So if she does mian before Reuven dies, so then the tzara is able to perform ibum, because she's not a tzaras erva. She's not even a tzaras erva midrabanan. Now says the Mishnah that v'iyat yachol leimer b'chamaisai ube'im chamaisai ube'im chamav shenimtzu ailunas oishamianu. The one case where it won't make sense to apply this idea of nimsa ailunas or mian, it's only going to be possible to apply mesu or nisgarshu, is a case of any sort of in-law type of erva. A person's mother-in-law, or his mother-in-law's mother, or his father-in-law's mother, any sort of type of in-law erva. So you're not going to be able to discuss the case of Ilanus or Mian. Ilanus you can't talk about, because if she obviously is not an Ilanus, she had a child. She can't be Nimsa Ilanus if she had a child. If she's a person's mother-in-law, it means that she was able to have a child, the person's wife. So obviously, by a mother-in-law or any sort of in-law type of erva, it's not going to be shayich the case of Ilanus. It's also not going to be shayich the case of Mian. And the reason for that is because Mian is only relevant by a katana. Once she's older, so then the kedushin becomes midaraisa. Then the bia that they have is l'shem kedushin. They become married midaraisa. It's only while she's a katana that's when it's shayich the parsha of mian. Now, a katana is not able to have a child. A katana, Chazal tells us, is not able to have a child. We'll learn about this later in the Gemara. That a katana is physically not able to have a child. So if a person's an erva to someone, because she's a person's mother-in-law, or mother-in-law's mother, or father-in-law's mother, it means she had a child. So obviously she's not a katana. She's not a katana anymore, so then she won't be in the parasha of mian. So the case of mian and islandness that we just spoke about won't apply to these three cases of our Mishnah, the case of mother-in-law, or mother-in-law's mother, or father-in-law's mother. Now, Ketzad Paitre Sarasayan. We mentioned that the 15 Arayas, not only are they pater from Yibam, but they also pater their tzara. So what's the case of an erva that paters the tzara? So we spoke it out in the previous Amud, but now the Mishnah will speak it out. So Ketzad Paitre Sarasayan, how does an erva pater her tzara? Haisabitai, if let's say Shimon's daughter, Ayachas Mikol Ha'arayas Ha'elu, or any one of these Arayas that we spoke about before, who's an erva to Shimon, if any one of these ladies are Nesuais La'achiv, are married to Shimon's brother, they're married to Reuven, V'loi Isha Acheres, and Reuven also has another wife, besides this erva, besides, let's say, Bracha, so Reuven's also married to Shprinsa, Umeis, and then Reuven dies, so Keshem Shebitai Petura, just like Shimon's daughter Bracha is pater from Yibam, Kach Tzarasa Petura, so too the Tzara is also pater from Yibam. Let's say Shimon, there's another brother, there's also Levi. So now Levi is able to do Yibam with Bracha and Shprinsa, because neither of them are an erva to Levi. If let's say Halcha Tzaras Bitai V'Nisei Slachiv, let's say the Tzara of Shimon's daughter, meaning Shprinsa, who's the Tzara of Bracha. Let's say Shprinsa goes ahead and she marries Shimon's brother, she marries Levi, she does Yibam with Levi. So then, La'achiv Hasheni to the second brother, meaning Shimon's called the first brother, Levi's called the second brother. So if Shprinsa goes ahead and she marries, she does Yibam with Levi, V'loi Isha Acheres, and Levi also has another wife. He's also married to Dina. He's married to now Shprinsa, and then he has his wife Dina that he was, let's say, always married to. Umeis, and then Levi dies without having many children. So now technically Sprinza and Dina should be falling to Yibam to Shimon, and none of them are an Erva to Shimon. However, Kashem should Tzara's Bitai Petura, just like Sprinza, who's the Tzara of Shimon's daughter. She was the Tzara of Bracha. And she was already Aser in Yibam from the previous Yibam, so she remains Aser forever. And so just like she's Pater from Yibam, Kach Tzara Sarasa Petura, so too the Tzara Sara, meaning Dina, who's now the Tzara of Sprinza, who's the Tzara of Bracha, so Dina is the Tzara's Tzara, she's now also Petura. She's also going to be Pater from Yibam, Afilu Heimea, and this could go on for 100 brothers, that let's say Yehuda could then marry let's say Dina, and Yehuda has another wife, and Yehuda dies without having any children, so then Dina and Yehuda's wife are also both going to be Pater from Yibam. Because that's the halacha, and let's say, going back to the first case, the regular case of the Tzara Sarah, is that any time we have a Tzara who becomes Pater from Yibam, Al Tzara's Erva, so then once she's Asher, she's forever Asher. It's not like the case where Reuven was married to Bracha and Sprinza, and then Reuven got divorced to Bracha, and then Reuven died. Then, in that case, Sprinza does Yibam with Shimon, because Sprinza never became Asher in Yibam. She was a Tzara's Erva once upon a time, but that never had an effect, because Reuven was alive, so that Tzara's Erva never really materialized. In that case, we don't say that now Sprinza's Asher forever. And we, but we say if Reuven dies, Sprinza has a chiyuv to do Yibam with Shimon. It's only if Reuven dies while he was still married to Bracha, he was married to Bracha and to Sprinza, and Reuven died, so being that Sprinza is a Tzara's Erva and she became Aser to Shimon, so now she's Aser forever, even if she then falls from Levi without any sort of Erva, she's Aser forever, and she's even able to pater her Tzara, who's now called the Tzara's Tzara. Says the Mishnah Vayter now, Ketzad emesu tzareisehin mutareis. We mentioned that if the wife dies, if the erva dies, if let's say Bracha dies, so then the tzara Sprinza is mutter to do Yibam. Like we just spoke out, that if Bracha dies before Reuven dies, so then Reuven's only married to Sprinza at the time that Reuven dies. When Reuven dies, Sprinza is allowed to do Yibam. So what's the case? The Gemishta is now going to speak out what we just spoke out. If let's say Shimon's daughter or any one of the Arayas are married to his brother, are married to Reuven, so let's say Reuven's married to Bracha, Shimon's daughter, and Reuven also has another wife, Sprinza, and Mesa, Bitai, and Bracha then dies, or she gets divorced from Reuven, and only afterwards Reuven dies, so then Sarasa Mutaras. So then her Tzara, Sprinza, she's a mutter, and she has a chiv to do Yibam or Chalitza with Shimon. Now the Mishnah concludes with one last halacha. We spoke about a case of Mian, if that, let's say, Reuven's married to someone who's a Ketana, and who's an Erva to Shimon, and they do Mian, so then when Reuven dies and he has another wife, Sprinza falls to Yibam to Shimon. Now, the Mishnah is now going to discuss a case where they did not do Mian. Let's say Reuven's married to Bracha and Sprinza. Bracha is Shimon's daughter, and she's a Ketana. So it says the Mishnah that if Reuven dies, that v'chol ha'yechayla l'ma'in v'loy miyana, any case that you have someone that could have technically done Mian, but she didn't, like in this case, Bracha is still a Ketana, she could have technically done Mian, but she didn't, and now Reuven dies, so then sarasa chayletzes v'loy misyavemes. The background of this halach is like this. When Reuven is married to Bracha and to Sprinza, Bracha is a Ketana. The fact that she's able to do Miyun shows you that his marriage, that Reuven's marriage to Bracha is only a Kedushin Derabanan, it's only a Derabanan marriage. That's why Bracha is able to terminate the marriage through just doing Miyun, because it's not a real marriage. It's only a marriage midrabanan. So, being that their marriage is only midrabanan, on a daraisa level, Reuven is not really married to Bracha. It's only midrabanan that they're married. It's only midarabanan that they're married. Midaraisa, they're not married. She's a complete stranger. Now midaraisa comes out that Reuven's only wife is Sprinza. Sprinza is Reuven's only wife. So when Reuven dies, Sprinza should be falling to Yibam to Shimon. Midaraisa, she falls to Yibam and she has a chiyuv to do Yibam or Chalitza with Shimon. Now the problem is that they can't do Yibam because midarabanan she's a tzaras erva, because being that Reuven is marrying midarabanan to bracha, it's a derabanan marriage, but at least it's a derabanan marriage. So being that they're marrying midarabanan, so Sprinza is a tzaras erva midarabanan, so she can't then go ahead and have do Yibam with Shimon. There she's a tzaras erva midarabanan. She can't go marry someone else on the street. She can't go. She's not mutter l'shuk because midaraisa she's not a tzaras erva. So what do you do? She has a chiyuv to do yibam, but she can't do it. So the simple way out is to do chalitza. Chalitza doesn't involve any isurim. Yibam involves bia. So that's obviously that they can't do that because midarabanan she's pater. Midarabanan she's an erva. So the only way out is to do chalitza. So in such a case, anytime you have an erva that's able to do miyan to Reuven, meaning that she's a katana, which shows us that her marriage was only a derabanan marriage. So then if Reuven dies, And they're still married, she didn't actually do the mian, the tzara doesn't just go away scot-free, she has to make sure to do chalitza, because midaraisa, she's a regular yevama, so therefore they do chalitza, but of course they cannot do yibam, because midarabanan, she's a tzara serva.